Stupid fact of the day time. This is where we take and find a little factoid on the internet. Bring it to you.
Because we found it, that means it's true.
That's right.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to say this is true because we have audio this time.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like that's proof, right?
Yes. This also out of Florida.
Mm.
Okay. There is a search and rescue team in Florida training its first search and rescue otter.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Search and rescue otter?
Yeah, so you know there are dogs, you know, the Newfoundland dogs that are famous for, you know, finding people buried in avalanches.
Good sniffers.
Yeah,
yes.
Good sniffers. So dogs have been a part of search and rescue for decades.
They're smart. That makes sense.
This is the first search and rescue otter.
What's his name?
Here is the Splash.
Splash.
Splash, okay. The otter. Here's the guy who's training him and why he came up with the idea of a search and rescue otter.
I had read an article that said that otters were the only mammals that have odor detection underwater. And I kept thinking to myself, well, why can't we get these guys to work for us?
Yeah. So they can smell odor underwater, which is something very unique.
Yes.
Is it possible to do that?
Not only can they smell items underwater, they can also pick up on cues, on trails, smell trails. So, you know, an item might be way down there, but because it's been dissolved underwater and the water is moving toward the otter, they can pinpoint right to it because they get the trail.
By the way, do you hear Splash in the background making all sorts of noise?
Oh, is that Splash?
That was the squeak, squeak, squeak of Splash in the background trying to get his two cents in there. And say,
hey, this is amazing stuff.
Quit hogging the limelight. But yeah, I mean, when you think about it, this could be actually something useful for underwater recoveries and teaching the otters different scents and say, hey, go fetch. Find this scent.
So they're learning how to go do the go fetch?
Yes.
So he's actually like found things and brought it back somehow.
Now, Kelly, I don't know all that.
I mean, I'm gonna need some success stories from Splash, the search and rescue otter. I love the idea.
But wouldn't it be great if you were, like, you know, trapped in an inner tube and all of a sudden Splash rolls up and is like, hey, hi, Kelly.
I got you, boo.
And it's like, I got you. And you'd be like, yes, Splash, yes!
I'm gonna go tell my friends where to find you.
I'm gonna tell my friends where to find you. And you're like, yes, tell them I'm over here. And he's like, I got you, fam. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.
This is great.
There are search and rescue otters on the horizon.
Listen, that needs to be a TV show ASAP.
I know.
On the Discovery Channel, I'm looking at you.
Search and rescue otters.
I mean, is that not prime for a series?
Yes.
He needs at least a little vest
something. Oh, yes, a little outfit, a little cap.
He needs an outfit.
Yes.
With some
cap,
sort of badge.
Goggles.
Let's certify him. Yes.
Give him goggles and a badge.
I need to see it.
Maybe a little cape.
Yes, a cape. With his name, we need a logo. Yeah. Let's work on it. Let's put the treatment together for the series.
Yeah, we're workshopping this right now.
We are. We're spitballing it. Yeah. But I feel like we're going to bend the ear of Discovery Channel.
Yeah. 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 And it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Ben and Kelly as executive producers.
All right, so...
Or at least idea people.
Stupid fact of the day. We are on the horizon of a league of search and rescue otters.
Wow.
There it is. I told you it was fun.
That is great. Unexpected.